for this project, I've now been doing all my cooking, all my water heating, everything, including my baking, all on wood.
Right.
And I know you do something similar.
Yeah.
So I've got a few questions, really. One is, what is the best wood, in your opinion, for burning? I think I know the answer.
Right,
to this,
okay.
For doing what burns at different times? I mean, kind of think I know this, but not everyone will. So.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, chestnut is... Because for a lot of time before I worked with chestnut, people, you know, a lot of people would go, oh, chestnut, that's rubbish firewood. But actually, dry chestnut burns really nice, burns really hot, does spit a bit if you've got an open fire, but that's just, you know, a bit hard. But throughout the years, because I've sold firewood every winter, there are all sorts, absolutely all sorts. Oak, as long as it's dry, is nice stuff and has a fairly good, if it's heartwood, good stuff, and it's dry, has long burn time on it, but you do need a bit more air under it. Ash, dry ash, beautiful, goes really well, but doesn't last quite so long. Beech, again, very, very hot, and lasts pretty well. Hawthorn, amazing. If you've got hawthorn and it's dry, you get so much heat out of it, it's unbearable. And the same elm, you know, there was a glut of elm, not so much nowadays, but yeah, again, it's majority, it's all the hardwood species.
Now, what's the deal with ash? That's quite special, isn't it?
Ash, yeah, I mean, ash is another it's come into, you know, it came into being, you know, a good firewood crop because of its coppice properties, that it coppice up back up again nicely in its younger years, and it's also fairly quick growing in its earlier years, so you get, you know, quite a good turnover of growth of timber, and it dries nicely, smells beautiful when it's burning, it's just got a good firewood value. I mean, people do, they say you can burn it green, which it will burn green, doesn't do your chimney any good, or your
You mean, so it will burn green, but it doesn't necessarily...
You can be warm with it green, but it's as the same as anything with trying to burn anything that's not dry. A lot of the fire's energy is involved in actually driving out the water vapor and various other impurities before it gets to a state that it's dry enough to be able to burn. So properly. So everything's always better burnt dry.